PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet Lexicon. Watch out, villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Listen for the words duplicate and interruption. One quiet day in the city museum, the ancient Tryptophanian value meal bucket of golden chicken is about to get a visit from Lady Redundant Woman.
Yes! Six little chicken legs, all duplicates of one another. Ideal, flawless, perfect prize for Lady Redundant Woman!
Oh yeah! A bucket of golden chicken! And it's all mine! Oh, hi.
Hi. Hello. Aloha.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but were you about to steal those golden chicken drumsticks?
Yep. Affirmative. You betcha.
I don't know what your gig is, lady, but anything having to do with meat is usually my thing. Meat. Butcher. Get it?
Yes. Well, since there are six chicken legs that are similar, alike, and, well, redundant, this prize clearly fits into my villain identity, for I am Lady Redundant Woman!
Well, since I have no idea what you just said, I'm gonna assume you're wrong. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have some ancient chicken to steal!
Negative! Nope, I wouldn't count on it, Buster!
It's Butcher.
Hold it right there, Lady Redundant Woman! You too, Butcher!
And just so I know, you guys working together or...
No, arguing.
Fighting, bickering, you know.
All right, so who wants to get taken down first?
Not a chance. No way, no how. Ha!
I'm sorry about that. That's a faulty music system.
Guys, I'm still here.
Come on! Now's our chance to escape! Hit the road! Vamoose!
No, wait!
Everybody stop!
Come on, come on! Hey, come back! Well, what's your name?
That may have been our most confusing battle ever.
Back at the lair of Lady Redundant Woman. Back at the lair of Lady Redundant Woman.
What got into you back there, Doopy? You weren't acting like myself. What happened?
Magical ice skates for my
Well, listen, try not to let it happen again, okay? Good. So let's see now. We need a new heist, a new robbery, a new...
Crime. Where? The museum. An ancient Tryptophanian ceremonial value meal bucket of golden chicken was almost stolen today by Lady Redundant Woman and her trusty duplicate.
We're on TV!
And this man, the butcher. We go now to our man on the street.
Thanks so much, Anthony. If anyone has any information in regards to... Why, what is that music?
Sorry about that. Faulty music system.
It's hard to do a newscast when you're being interrupted by music.
No, you're right. I'm sorry. I got it.
Seems to be some sort of technical difficulties there. Anyway, in completely unrelated news, a local jewelry store is displaying three similar meat-shaped tiaras. I know this reporter is hungry for a story like that.
Three meaty tiaras, eh? But it's meat again. So that means the butcher will probably be after them, too. I'd better keep you with me for now, duplicate. That way it'll be two against one. You're in for it this time, butcher. You are finished. Through!
Hands up, butcher!
They're already up.
Well, I mean...
Excuse me! Beg your pardon. I hate to interrupt, but those tiaras...
music keep coming from?
Hello, me again. Sorry. Just taking this to get fixed.
It is so frustrating when you keep getting interrupted, you know? Doesn't anyone want to know what interrupt means?
I already know what it means.
Sorry, busy right now.
Just in case, interrupt means to stop something while it's happening. Like how that music kept interrupting our action scene.
Oh, great.
Or how I'm going to interrupt you two before this gets even mushier!
Wait a minute. You're swooning. You're love-struck? You have a crush on him?
Yeah. What show have you been watching?
Duplicate! Is this true?
Is that your name? Doopy something?
Kind of. You see, duplicate means a copy of something. She's a duplicate of Lady Redundant Woman.
Well, I simply will not allow this! You're in big trouble, young lady!
Hey! Come back here!
Hey, you guys can't just leave!
It's Chicken Colatastrophe!
Okay, that's it. We have to put a stop to this, Huggy. Just not sure kids are gonna watch much more of this lovey-dovey stuff.
Later, back in the lair of Lady why can't I say that? Later, back in the lair of Lady Redundant Woman...
I can't comprehend this! I'm floored! I just can't believe it! My own duplicate, falling for that meat guy! Well, what do you have to say for yourself?
A local jewelry...
A shrug? What kind of answer is that? That's it, young lady. Consider yourself grounded, chastised, punished! Okay, now, back to business.
I'm here at the Garbage of Ancient People Museum, where a new exhibit has opened up.
Yeah, three ancient, almost identical T-bone steak bones that someone threw out.
How exciting.
Came from Egypt.
Egypt, you say?
Priceless and redundant meat bones, eh? Come on, Huggy. It's time to stop the butcher and Lady Redundant Woman once and for all. Not gonna turn my show into a soap opera.
Word girl, it's me, Scoops.
Oh! Hi, Scoops. How are you going, you, guy?
Well, you left a message in my mailbox saying I should call you at this number.
Did I? I don't...
Am I interrupting something?
Oh, no! No, of course not. I could talk all day. Well, I guess I do have to go catch a couple of villains.
Oh, you want me to call you back later?
Ain't if you want. I mean, you don't have to.
All right.
Call me back at exactly 5:15.
Oh, okay.
Great. Bye. What?
But when you get right down to it, it's a garbage museum, really.
Yeah, it's my life, baby.
Oh, my valuable, priceless, and hardly cheap artifacts! You now belong to me, Lady Redundant!
Doopie! I knew you'd be here!
Oh, it's you.
You do know that Doopie is a copy of me, a duplicate! We're exactly alike!
Yeah, I don't think so.
What do you mean by that?
Look, no offense, lady, but Doopie is special, and you're...
Yeah, I'm what?
You seem nice.
I don't have to take that from you.
What? I said you seem nice. Can't you take a compliment?
That wasn't a compliment.
All right, look, just bring out Doopie and take a hike, okay? I'll even let you have the steak bones.
Oh, you'll let me have them? Listen up, big boy. I take whatever I want. Got it?
Fighting again, huh?
Word girl.
Word girl! Listen, help me out here, all right? I'm trying to talk sense to this lady, but she's being mean. All I want is to see Doopie again.
Yeah, look, I'm not comfortable with... Hey!
Oh, no, you don't! Holy barricade!
No! I'm trapped, caged, and snared. I have no choice! Help me, Doopie!
Not again.
Sorry for interrupting. My friend sold me this music system, but I think there's something wrong with it.
Doopie.
We're alone.
Actually, we're all still here, so technically you are not alone. Fine. Watch your mush vest.
We can never be together.
Whoa, why not? Because I have sweaty hands?
No, it's not that. It's because I'm a vegetarian.
No! Wait, what's a vegetarian again? I know we've covered this.
Yeah, multiple times. A vegetarian is a person who doesn't eat meat.
Oh, thanks, Word Girl.
No problem.
No! I just sit here. I'm not really in the mood to fight.
And so, once again, the daring duo of Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face interrupt the plans of a couple of no-good criminals.
Hey, Huggy, a little help here, please?
And we learn that romance and superheroes really don't mix.
Hello, Word Girl?
Oh my gosh! Scoops is calling me!
Is now a good time?
Oh, yeah! Yeah, why? It's fine.
Well, maybe they do mix. And so, for action without interruption, an adventure that can never be duplicated on any other show, join us next time for another episode of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is snare. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Tommy!
A snare is a net-like bag that women in the 1940s wore to keep their hair back.
No, I think you're confusing the word snood with the word snare. And how do you know about snoods?
My interests are many.
Uh-huh. Anyone else?
Is a snare like a trap with a net or a rope?
That is correct, Phil. Congratulations, you are today's winner. Huggy, show him what he's won. Come on, Huggy, it can't be that bad. Well, what a coincidence! It's an official Word Girl snood, which is a net-like bag that women wore to keep their hair back in the 1940s.
What am I supposed to do with that?
Maybe you could use it as a snare.
You could give it to me for my extensive snood collection.
That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word? Word Girl!
Today's featured words are colossal and scoff. Just another slow day at the office for Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face. Wait, is that a new ping pong table?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's a big table.
I know, it's colossal. Out of bounds! Doesn't count. Yeah, that's right, I'm scoffing at you. It's part of the fun of the game. Gosh, Huggy, it sure has been quiet lately. I wonder where all of the villains have been. I haven't heard a peep from any of them.
Psst. They're at the annual villain convention.
That brings me to item number 2 on our agenda. I'd like to introduce everyone to a brand new villain.
My name is Guy Rich. I just moved into your charming little town.
Guy Rich is an evil businessman who has swindled customers out of millions of dollars. Let's give a friendly villain welcome to our newest member, Guy Rich.
Thank you, thank you. You may hold the applause, even though I am extremely rich and therefore extremely deserving of your all.
Listen, there's only room for one rich, golf-loving, evil businessman, and that's me.
Are you scoffing at me?
Well, I didn't go to a fancy word college, so I don't know what scoffing means. But let's just say I am making fun of you.
Actually, scoffing means making fun of something, sir.
You don't know what scoffing means? What kind of evil businessman are you? I live in the biggest, most colossal mansion in the city.
I highly doubt that.
What's colossal mean?
Colossal means huge, giant, the biggest. My mansion has 150 rooms and my very own miniature golf course in the backyard.
Wham!
Well, excuse me, Guy. I know you're the new villain in town here. But big is my territory, and that's why I'm called Mr. Big.
I, however, specialize in the colossal. And since colossal means bigger than big, that means I'm the richest, most powerful businessman in the world. Hey, you should all come over to my miniature golf course sometime. You are all invited.
Oh, what a nice young man.
Put me down, Broadway!
Hey. Villains, why would you want to play on his tiny little miniature golf course when you could play on the biggest, most colossal miniature golf course in the world?
You don't have a golf course, sir.
So what do you say?
Colossal miniature golf? The hammer is so there!
Meanwhile, at Weird Girl's super secret hideout, it's looking like the ping pong practice has paid off. What's the score?
It's still 0-0. Hey, no fair. I was distracted by the narrator.
Incoming dispatch!
Wealthy criminal businessman Guy Rich has moved into town. Huh, I love this new villain notification system. It's such a colossal help in keeping me organized. What do you say we swing by, welcome him to town, and let him know who's boss?
Meanwhile, outside the colossal mansion of Mr. Big.
I'll show that Guy Rich, I'll show them all. My miniature golf course will be so colossal, you'll be able to see it from the moon.
Right. So, how are you planning on building such a colossal golf course anyway, let me guess? Mind control?
No.
Oh.
Okay, yes. But this mind control will be a little different.
Wait, you're mind controlling other villains?
Why not? They're strong, good for heavy lifting. Waha! Now, spin around and do a split.
Wham!
Yes. Oh, go to that fast food restaurant, steal that colossal clown statue, and bring it to my mansion.
Clowns make me laugh.
Hey, Two Brains, see that Dutch bakery, the one that's shaped like a windmill? Oh, that would be perfect for the ninth hole on my giant mini golf course. Bring it to me.
Mind control never gets old.
Meanwhile, across town, Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face welcome new villain Guy Rich to the neighborhood.
Here we are.
Listen, how many times do I have to tell you I don't want to buy any Fair City Scout cookies?
We're not here to sell you cookies. I'm Word Girl, and this is my sidekick, Captain Huggy Face.
Oh, Word Girl. Oh, Word Girl, what a nice surprise. I wasn't expecting you.
What's going on here? According to my information, you're supposed to be super rich and live in a colossal mansion.
You think I live here, in this tiny house?
I wouldn't scoff at the size of your house. Bigger isn't necessarily better.
I know, but tell that to the rest of the world. I mean, everywhere you look, it's a contest to see who has the biggest car or the most colossal TV. It's hard for a normal guy like me.
A normal guy?
That's right. I'm a fake, a fraud, a liar. I'm just a regular old guy with a regular old job.
I don't get it. Why would you pretend to be a villain?
Well, look at Mr. Big. He's got the world's most colossal miniature golf course right in his own backyard. Everyone looks up to him.
Wait a second. A colossal miniature golf course? That doesn't sound right. Are you sure about that?
Of course. He's rich.
Come with us.
My miniature golf course. It's so big. It's colossal. Now everyone will see that I am richer than Guy Rich.
Are you going to let these poor villains go now?
Soon. But first, I'm going to play a round of golf. Guy Rich has one caddy, but look how many I have. My driver, please.
Did you see that?
I saw it, Mr. Big. And I also saw a whole lot of stolen property.
Word girl!
Your cutting days are over, Big.
You're not going to get me that easily. Villain, seize her!
Ta-ta, so long, word girl.
Huggy, initiate plan number 227. Hey, villain, snap out of it! Don't you know that Mr. Big is mind-controlling you?
Give it back now. Hey, that belongs to me. Give me. Ow.
Thanks, Huggy.
Well?
What, girl? What's she doing here? What am I doing here? Is that a clown? What is he doing here? Don't like clowns.
I love clowns! Well!
Mr. Big's been mind-controlling all of you.
Does she speak the truth, Mr. Big?
Anyone for golf?
Mr. Big, you know the Evil Villains Association has a rule against mind control on other villains. We made the rule because of you!
Hey, listen, if you think about it, the real villain here is Guy Rich, you know? Bragging about his colossal mansion and his fancy mini golf course. Guy Rich is the reason I did this!
That's why you built this golf course? To show people you're richer than Guy Rich? Ugh. Guy, can you come out? Mr. Big, Guy Rich has something he wants to tell you.
Yes. I just want to tell you, my miniature golf course is much bigger than this thing. Where is my golf bag?
Guy, tell Mr. Big the truth.
Okay. I'm not really a rich villain. In fact, I'm not rich at all. I'm just a normal guy.
Normal? I don't get it. Well, you just seem so rich. You have a caddy.
Oh, he's not my caddy. He's my brother. We switch off. In the next town, he gets to pretend to be the rich villain, and I have to be the caddy. Do you mind if I leave now? I have to run to the laundromat and put my clothes in the dryer.
So, I built this enormous mini golf course so everyone would think I was the richest villain in town. And I already was the richest villain in town. Wow. What a colossal misunderstanding. It's kind of funny when you think about it.
Look! Mr. Big's under mind control.
Oh, Big, can you do a nice pirouette for a little old lady?
Tap dance. Tap dance.
Forget the dancing. Let's go home and do Granny's dishes.
May. Mr. Big is going to return this stolen property, then he's going to jail.
Oh, little miss no fun.
Now, don't scoff. I did just rescue you all.
And so, Word Girl saved the villains from mind control and showed Mr. Big the error of his ways. Tune in next time for more colossal adventures of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Phil, you correctly defined the word snare. Ready to play the bonus round?
I guess so.
Great! Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for snare.
What's your answer, Phil?
Well, I know from the first round that a snare is a trap, and it looks like Word Girl trapped Chuck, so I will say number two.
That's correct, which means you're our bonus round winner. Show him what he's won, Huggy.
Ah! Very funny, guys. It's an official Word Girl snare.
See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word is drum, because it makes music, and I love music. I listen to blues, rock, jazz, church music, country music, and, well, I guess that's all the music there is.
My favorite word is guffaw. It's funny to say. Guffaw!
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what livid means. That's right. Livid means to feel super duper angry. Congratulations, Huggy.